$11,302. No one was, is here again now. That's, you want to call the case?
This case was discussed earlier. It's case number 11-382, the application of Robin Wright.
Okay.
Gentlemen, there appears to be no one here on behalf of the applicant.
Nope.
Motion to deny the case number 11-302.
Second that.
For lack of representation.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we deny case number 11-302 due to the lack of no representation. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, say, well, I vote 5-0. Case number 11-302 is denied. Okay, gentlemen, let's, I think that is all of the business. I have two things, though, I guess, before. Number one, I guess I was remiss last week, and I want to start out with by congratulating Jenny and understanding being the 2013 Employee of the Year.
They keep getting
out. Congratulations.
So congratulations. It's in every paper, and well deserved. Next one. I got a birthday baby with us. We got a gentleman who will be tomorrow celebrating his 82nd birthday.
81st.
81.
Lawrence, I didn't think
81.
You were that old.
He went to Midas today, or he went down and got his oil checked today. They gave him a good bill of health. Said he's got more miles to go.
Yeah, that's what
the
he
doctor
said.
But anyway, congratulations, C-Bud. Happy birthday.
I wish you all will reach 81.
No, well, let's hope so.
That's an important time. Once I reached 80,
right,
I realized in my life what I didn't know. And I'm still learning all the time as I go along. So
that's great.
I do. I wish you all that.
And the next thing, again, while we're here, I want to wish every one of you and your families a very Merry Christmas.
Same here.
Merry and
Christmas.
A happy and a prosperous new year.
You get up to 90.
Thanks, then. Same to you.
I'm going to get your gift.
If there's nothing else, Mr. Knight, do you have anything for us? I'm going down the board.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy holidays and safe holiday.
Okay.
That's a big thing.
Any board member?
And I think it's terrific.
Mr. Sharp, I'll turn the floor over to you, I believe.
Well, we count on that tomorrow. I'll be in Christiana. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right.
Excuse me.
You may recall that we had
a
workshop at the last meeting that we did not get to, and I've discussed it with Mr. Lank as well as the attorneys who were preparing that presentation. We thought it would be best to do as a special meeting. Mm-hmm. Where you all can just focus on that. You don't have to worry about any other applications that evening. I suggested that maybe a Monday night would be best because I know that typically that's a night that we meet. So, I have talked to the attorneys, and they said they're generally available a lot of nights in January as well.
Okay.
I was thinking that perhaps we could schedule it for the 13th might work. Right. That would be... in between the two that we do have, and just have that as the only thing on the agenda.
13th?
January 13th, is that, everybody got that in their calendar?
We're Jen, you can double check with Kelly tomorrow and make sure that date's open.
Okay, that sounds good then. January
Otherwise,
13th.
It'll be the 13th.
What time? Okay. 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
All right.
Regular regular
whatever suits you. Earlier is better.
Huh?
Earlier is better. Well, that's right. You guys have to work.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but I have to work in Dover.
7 o'clock, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, but let's just go with 7 if we can. Gentlemen, if there's nothing else before us, I will now open the floor up for adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Sign a second.
All those in favor of the motion, you the voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed. Motion so carried, meeting adjourned. And again, gentlemen, a very